All right. You're now listening to 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. It is The Customer Isn't Always Right. And as always, I'm going to start off with the bar recap. I'm here with my guest, Anna. Anna, say hello.
Hello.
All right. So whereabouts, what street do you work on, or what area do you work on in the city?
Broughton Street.
Okay. So how was it on Broughton this week?
Pretty
with
dead.
Thanksgiving and all that stuff.
Pretty dead. I mean, we always call it the Thanksgiving curse. It's hit or miss. Usually we think everyone's going to come in because everyone has the week off, so they're going to come in Monday-ish and then start rolling into town and starting to see family and whatnot. But then we were pretty damn dead on Monday. And then Tuesday, about the same. It picked up a little bit, but not much. Still is probably under $1,000 in sales. And then Wednesday was actually busier than it usually is. I mean, okay. Last few years it's been pretty dead, so.
Okay, and then what about like Friday, Saturday this week?
I was off Friday night, but I heard that was definitely the busiest night of the week. And then last night was, mediocre. I mean, it started out pretty slow, got a decent pop halfway through, and then died around like 9:30-ish.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, over on Congress, it was... It was kind of crazy. I don't think Monday was that busy. I wasn't there. I didn't work. Tuesday was okay. You started seeing a lot of tourists like trickling in from out of town, like getting here early. Like, oh, it's Savannah. We'll just get there a couple days early before we have to go to Aunt Susan's for Thanksgiving. And it's Savannah, so we can whatever. and then Wednesday was crazy. It was super crazy, I think. I'm not discuss money in the air, but it was good. It was crazy. And then, like I said, I didn't get home until like 6 a.m. So I was beat. I think I fell asleep finally at like 7:30 or 8. Cause you always need that wind down time. And then Thursday was Thanksgiving. Friday was busier. Saturday, It was like a couple pops, and it was like a little consistent, but then it died down by like 1 o'clock. There was like pretty much only like 4 people singing like karaoke songs. We just started making each other sing songs that we didn't know. I was like, you know, we might as well just practice. Like,
yeah, as well.
There's no one here. It's just me and you 3 people. Like,
right.
You guys get your own concert. Here we go. You're welcome. You know,
it was always the best time to do it.
Yeah. Right. All right. So cool. That was a little bit of the recap. So we're going to take a quick pause for some station stuff. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can access our incredibly diverse programming anywhere in the world in real time? Simply type in WRUU.org in your internet address bar. And while you're there, check out our schedule of incredibly diverse programming. You can check out shows by day of the week and hour, and even print out a weekly schedule. Simply click on the scheduling tab at the top of the page and follow the prompts. Then click the play arrow and enjoy the show.
You are listening to your radio station, WRUU, which is presented by people just like you, people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and other Savannah residents. Therefore, WRUU is your community radio station. So, won't you please help by donating whatever you can afford to help your neighbors stay on the air? Go to WREU.org and support your local radio station with a monetary contribution of any amount. Again, you can support your local radio station at WREU.org. Thank you.
Please join me every Friday here at 12 o'clock p.m. for Parenting Room 101. The show is all about real conversations for real parents. I love bringing on guests to talk about the ups and downs of raising kids in today's world, everything from emotional wellness and communication to faith, family, and personal growth. See you there.
The Savannah Stage Company has announced that the 9th annual Young Artist Night finalists will have their short plays professionally staged in a live public reading event on December 7th at 3 p.m. at Front Porch Improv, 2010 West Victory Drive, Savannah. Awards will be presented for outstanding work in the middle school and high school categories, plus an Audience Choice Award. More information about this event can be found at www.savannahstagecompany.com.
All right. We're back. Again, this is 107.5 FM, WRUU.org, and this is The Customer Isn't Always Right. So I'm here with Anna. Hello.
Hi.
Let's see. Let's start with how long have you been in the business?
Going on 12 years, I think. Yeah, should be 12 in the spring.
Okay. What do you do within it?
So,
or what have you done within it?
Fair. I've done a little bit of everything. I worked a little bit of front of house. I was a pastry chef assistant for a solid like 3 months, but that's the only back of house I've done.
Pastry chefs, okay.
I was so excited for it. Did not last long. My other job was like, hey, we'll pay you more if you stay with us and don't go there and do that. And I was like, okay, cool. So I left. I was very excited about it. I bought all the gear, the chef pants, and I got my little tool set and everything. I was so excited. But now, predominantly, I've served most of my industry career. And then right before COVID is when I fubbed my way into my first bartending job and got trained up and then was at a dive sports bar in Cleveland, Ohio, and then went fine dining from there. And then COVID happened. And then I became, instead of being the ace little fill-in spot for bartender, I became the main lead bartender because the other two did not come back after COVID.
Okay.
So I was thrown to the wolves, but that's how I kind of now found my groove. I've been doing the most bartending for the past, I think, 6 years now. And then last 2 years, I've gone to more managing as well.
Nice. On the side. It's funny sometimes how you fall into jobs. Like you're just like, oh, I'm going in for this job or I'm doing this, that, and third. And then like a person above you just kind of disappears.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, like disappears or just messes up and gets fired, whatever it is. And they're just like, well, you're next up. And you're like, oh,
you're like, I didn't realize I was.
I haven't even been here for a whole year. Like, what are we doing
right,
here?
Literally. Exactly.
All right. Cool. So what else? You said you went to school. What did you go to school for?
I went for music therapy originally. And then with COVID, they were like, you can either extend your degree by a year and a half or you can just get a general in music now and graduate in the spring. And I was like, yep, I'll do that instead of being in college for a whopping 8 years.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go back and finish it, but then found out I'd make more bartending than I would actually being a music therapist. So I was like, well, here we are.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of those stories, like, you know, teachers or other people, engineers with different degrees and stuff like that. Like, I'm making more money doing this than, like, you know, trying to break my way into this other business. So
right.
It's like, all right, well, take the money now, I guess. And you can always use your piece of paper later.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so let's start with some memorable, like, good experiences. But before that, do you find that, like, your good and bad experiences, are they mostly pre or post COVID?
I think there's maybe one that's pre COVID that's for like on like the not so fun side, but all everything else is all post COVID.
Okay. Because I get mixed responses that way. Fair. I find like some people are find that a lot of their better experiences happen pre, and like a lot of their worst experiences had to happen post, and that's like a whole different conversation with people getting used to that whole like point and click life,
right?
And having everything on demand and not being around other people.
It's like they don't know how to act anymore.
Yeah, like total savages. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I don't understand it. It's fascinating to me as you know. It's fascinating. But so let's start with one of your like memorable or funny or touching. What do you got?
So this was in Cleveland, Ohio. I wasn't working that day, but I was at like one of the corporation that I worked for had like a separate like sister restaurant. And I went in there because one of my friends was serving that day. And so I was sitting at the bar and I could see the service well from where I was sitting. And at this restaurant, the servers would go to the computer, they would put in their order, and it would print out a chit at their screen. They would take that to the bar, to the service mat itself, and they had to put the correct glassware on it, and the bartenders would just make it per that was there.
Right.
And one of the servers walked over to put a wine glass down on the mat and put it too close to the edge, and it tipped, and she tried to catch it, and it cracked the glass. And she picked it up, looked at it, and just shattered it on the ground. And I was like, you are now my personal hero. I don't know how many times I have wanted to do that, because of course it was like a brunch. It was like a Sunday brunch at like noon, maybe 1 o'clock, so everyone is weeded, everyone's running around, and you could tell she was just trying to put it and run, and it fell over, and she just looked at it and slam. And I watched her. I couldn't hear her, but I could see her say, man, that felt good. And I was like, then fly the bartender down. I was like, I need you to send her to me because she's not a personal here. I don't know how many times I've wanted to do that, or just the urge of to just hand over fist, throw a bottle of wine at the wall. I don't know why. was just intrusive thought, but just like to let it out. And I was like, you're my personal hero. I love you for life now.
No, I get stuff like that. Like when I used to make, make pizza at a restaurant around here. And in the morning, sometimes I'd get the dough out and I would just like play with it for a while. Like obviously I have gloves on. Like it's not like I'm just, you know, barehanding some, you know, dough, but like, it was just like, oh, I've always wanted to do this.
Right?
Like, I'm going to do it. There's no one here. Like, let's just play with this dough.
And it's just making it more tender. It's making it more
pliable. I'm already kneading it anyway. Right. So, like, why not have fun with it? So, I was a big Play-Doh kid. Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan of Play-Doh. All right. That's pretty cool. What else? What else you got?
So, when I started bartending mostly at my current restaurant, I was still pretty new behind the bar with this team or whatnot, because I had been bartending for about 3-ish years at that point, but it was still like my like first month actually working behind the bar. And we at the time did not carry Bacardi in the restaurant. And my other bartender takes this order from this couple, and the lady is like, I'll take a Bacardi and Coke. And he goes, okay. And I like sidestep to him. I'm like, we don't have Bacardi, right? And he's like, no, it's fine. I'm just going to give her this instead. And he gave her, I think, like Plantation 3-star, maybe like the actual spiced rum one, not even the silver, which we had the silver. And I was like, she's definitely going to notice the difference. No, it's fine. He then gives her the drinks. I'm just like, I'm not going to say anything. Not my place. I'm still new. Okay. We're just going to watch, see what happens.
Yeah.
She takes a sip of it, looks down at the glass, looks at her husband, looks at the glass again, tries it again, has her husband try it. And then she looks at me and I make eye contact and I was like, oh no. So I'm like, don't, I know what's happening now. And she flags me over and she's like, do you know what this is? And I was like, I didn't make that one. Let me grab my other bartender for you. So he walks over and she goes, I ordered a Bacardi and Coke. And he goes, yeah. And she goes, I don't think it's Bacardi and Coke. He was like, oh, it's not. It's this. And she goes, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I ordered this. And she gets so tongue-tied and saber, she just starts going, that's illegal, you can't do that, it's illegal. And I literally had to walk out of the room because I could not stop laughing. And her husband finally was just like, shh, honey, he can't do that, it's illegal, you can't do that to me. And like, it was hilarious. I could not stop laughing. But and since then, I've always thought of that. So every once in a while, we him and I still work together, and I will walk by him all the time and just go, that's illegal.
I love some of the like the funny things that people say. Like customers, like when it concerns the law, you know,
right? It's like, yeah, of course, they should not have given her something she didn't order or didn't ask for, but
right, like you know, we always have people at the door, like when we refuse someone who's got like a questionable ID or like, or we just don't want them there, or something has come over the door guy chat where it's like, nah, don't let this person in because whatever, and they're always like, well, you can't. That's illegal. You can't blah, blah. Like, I'll get the cops. And we're always like, okay, go get the cops. Like, go get them. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, we're ready for this. Like, do it. Right. Do it up, man. And yeah, it's just because you see people from the public entering that space doesn't mean it's a public space.
Right.
It's a private, it's a business, it's an establishment. We're not going to have like an old school, like 1920s, like knock on the door, if you know the password, let you in type thing. But like, we reserve the right to not have you in or ask you to leave. You can't do that. This, that, and third. It's like, yes, we can. Yes, we go get that cop. He will tell you the same thing that we're telling you. Yeah. People are funny. They like to make stuff up.
Yeah.
Especially like when they're drunk. I'm sure you've had your fair share people just be like, well, this guy said, this guy did it for me last time. Like, no, he didn't.
It's like, okay, and? Yeah. And it's like, also, that was that time. There might have been a special exception. But this is me. I'm not him.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But I'm also going to tell you, no, he did. There's no way he did that. We can't do that.
Right.
There's no way he did it. Unless he had his own alcohol with him,
right?
There's no way he did that for you. Yeah, or yeah. Oh my god.
It's crazy.
All right, let's get into. Do you have any more good ones, or you want to start getting into the?
I have one semi wholesome one for a good one.
I like that.
So, of course, we all get in the weeds, and I think my most until Bookfest in Savannah, I think this might have been 2 years ago now.
Okay.
I had never been more weeded than when I worked at that sports bar in Cleveland. It was 2019, and that was the year that the Browns made it to the playoffs the first time in like 20 years or something. And of course, we got smacked. We were insane all night long. Never in my life would I ever think that Book Fest in Savannah would beat that night. And usually Book Fest, yeah, it's busy, but it's never like Philharmonic, like insane busy.
Yeah,
to the point where I was so weeded and so anxious that I literally started trying to crack jokes to make myself feel better. Like, if I can make myself laugh, it'll make the night better. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Dwayne wanted to throw me through the window. Because he was trying to ask me questions of like, I'm going to the back to grab this. Do you need anything? No. And I'm like, a will to live. And he's like, what? And I was like, my sanity back. And he just, and just walks off. And then the night, of course, we started getting more and more like upset people or just like not as happy people. Because of course it's busy and they're tired of waiting, but everyone's waiting.
Yeah.
And my saving grace came in. I still can't remember her name now, but she works out on Tybee, and she was just staying at the hotel that's adjoined to my restaurant for, like, a little, like, me time vacation.
Right.
And she sits down, and she has this bright blue hair, and I think she heard me make some joke or say something, or she heard some guests, like, getting kind of snippy with me, and she was like, you want to walk over there and punch that guy for you? And then immediately, her and I just started, she was like, yeah, she's like, I'm a bartender, I've been a bartender on Tybee for years, and she's like, also, you're the bartender? We'll see. And so, like, it was so funny, like her being there, like, brought my sanity back, and then it was so much nicer. I was just like, you're my little beacon of light now. I was like, you're my new wife. We'll be together forever. And so, it's crazy how some random people can walk into the bar and change the entire outlook on the evening.
Yeah,
the
super vibe. Yeah. I had experience like that one time. It was like super, just like super inundated with people, like surrounded at my booth. And I had some regulars come up and they're like, these people bothering you? I was just like, I mean, this has been like super frustrating. It's real busy. Like, you want us to punch them in the throat? Like, you want us to just like stand by the booth? And I was like, I can't officially tell you yes, but you don't have to do that while shaking my head yes. Like, please right. do it. And they pretty much guarded my booth for the whole night. Someone else did it the other night, too. It was, like, real busy. I was like, this is great. Like, this is awesome. Like, I need this, but right. I can't ask for it. I'm not going to pay someone to do this. But if you're willing to do it for free, like, yeah, I got you.
Sure.
Oh, man. Anyway, all right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. Let's start with you. We can do your top three, and you can do them in any order you want.
So we'll start off soft. So I was working for this private members-only club. I was serving there at the time. It was, I think, maybe my second or third year being in the industry total. And it was Mother's Day, and in this restaurant, we'd do a giant buffet setup in the lobby and in the bar and whatnot, and then we'd have the actual normal like table service, which basically all we're doing was walking around making sure drinks are full or getting new drinks or just clearing plates. And I walk up to this two top, and it's a mom and her son, and the mom is well into her like 70s-ish. And I walk up just checking, and I'm just like, still doing okay. So it looks like they kind of start to slow down, and she turns her fork over and looks at me. And I was like, okay. Obviously, you're not done. And I walked away. I came back later, and she had her hands on her lap. And she was like, see? Did you see my sign now? You may now take my plate, because I will stab you. I have no problem stabbing you. And I was like, I've never actually been threatened on the job. And I was like, but now I know. I will keep my hands moving very fast. That way you can't stab me if you try. But, and then...
That first time you always get threatened on the job, you're like... I remember the first time someone threatened to kill me over the phone.
Oh, wow.
Over the phone, they threatened to kill me. And I just remember getting off the phone and saying to the cook, I was like, dude just threatened to kill me because I told him it would be faster for him to come pick up his food than for him to wait for our delivery driver to come back and pick it up. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I just don't understand. Like, it wasn't even like a yelling. I was just like, hey, man, it'd be easier. Because he called to ask for his food, and I picked up and just like, man, it'd be easier for you to just come pick it up. I'll kill you. What?
How did we get to that?
Yeah, like, where are you okay? You know, like, what? All right. Yeah, but anyway, sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good. It's crazy. And then this one's kind of like a combo because it happened twice, and it happened. Both things happened the same day. I recently was working a little side gig at another restaurant here in town, and I was serving there. I'm still newer-ish there. I've been there like 3 months or so. And the first thing is I am usually not in this normal section, and so I'm used to being in like section 2, which has the 6-top is like down off the platform, like near the fireplace. this day, I was in section one. And in my brain, on the little platform where the two sections join, that six stop on the platform itself is not mine. So they set a six stop, sat there for 20 minutes, didn't say anything to anybody. I didn't realize it was my table. It was my table. So it was my I haven't done a rookie mistake like this in years. And then, of course, I'm mortified because I forgot a six stop. And my other server that was in the section next to me comes to me. She's like, what happened? Did they just leave? Did they just walk out? Did they pay for anything? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, your six stop. I was like, I don't have a six stop. You do. And she was like, no, that's not mine. That's yours. And I was like, and I've served like, I got two other tables in my section within that time. And then I walk over and it was a mom and dad and like three like young little girls, like seven.
Oh man.
And apparently dad had gone to the bar first and got a beer. And then when mom and daughters got there, they went to the table because she was like, well, there's a glass on the table. He had to pay for something. And I was like, I didn't get them anything. I never even said hi to them. And so then I'm just mortified immediately. You're and I'm totally like, I'm negligent. Like, oh, I was like, I feel so bad. So crazy. But then that same night, it picked up a bit and I get this table and they sit down and they are, she's looking over the menu. She's pescatarian and she asks about the crab stew. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, we don't have that. So immediately she's pissed. Okay, great. Well, now what am I going to
eat? Of course.
And so then we go on with dinner and at this restaurant, the pizzas take about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Always. It's going to take the longest. Everything else is pretty fast. Waste comes up pretty fast.
Also customers, like they order a burger. They ask 5 minutes later, like, where's my burger? I'm like, bro, right. Have you ever cooked a burger at home?
Right.
Tell me it's taken less than 5 minutes. I would love to see how you're doing right. This.
Like, what are you? And so like, and my other tables had gotten their food and whatnot. I mean, and I knew the pizzas take forever. I know 20 minutes feels like an hour sometimes when you're walking, especially when it's like a semi-slow night. It's not super fast-paced or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I walked over, checked on them, and said, hey, it's working. I know it's taking a little while. I was like, the pizzas do take a while to cook, so just bear with me. I swear I'll have it out as soon as it's done. No worries. Do we need anything? No, we're good. We're chilling. No, whatever. They're hanging out, and then I literally am watching as they're pulling it out of the oven. I'm watching them cutting it. I've already got my little pizza slice spatula thing, and I've got my hot pad, and I'm ready. And I have my manager who's got the rest of the food, and I think she was carrying a salad because I had the other gentleman's stuff in my hand. And as we get to the table with my manager on duty standing next to me, well, does it always take this long? And I was like, yes, ma'am, for the pizzas. I apologize. The pizzas do take a while to cook, but they just literally put it in the window. I'm bringing it right to you now. It's still hot and fresh, just literally seconds out of the oven.
Yeah.
Here you go. And they eat, they get their boxes, and then I run their card and I bring it back, and she immediately slides the card in front of her. And I was like, oh no. And
$0 tip.
Literally. And I was like, well, my usual spiel of thank you. Thank y'all so much. Pleasure taking care of y'all. Hope to see y'all soon. No, you won't. And then I was like, okay. And I just walked off. And then on the check, she literally wrote worst service ever. And then zero through the tip line. And I was like, great. And I was like, they really weren't even in the restaurant that long. I literally went back after with our check system. It does not close out the check until you actually physically put the tip in. Then it shows that the table is fully closed.
Right.
I went and looked at the total time from when I opened the check, when I was putting in their food order, to when I closed it out. They were not in the restaurant in 45 minutes. I was like, what?
So they sat for like 5-6 minutes, ordered, and then literally only waited 20 minutes. And then
took 20 minutes to eat,
yeah.
And then left. I was like, I literally had to clear. They probably ate for like 10, 15 because I cleared their table first, then put in their tip. And I was like, what? I was like, okay, cool. Whatever.
But I mean, that's also like, that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
Like,
and it's not like she could see me like standing in the kitchen talking or like, because of course it's a swinging door, so of course you can see it every once in a while. But I'm like, you literally saw me in the dining room walking to all the other tables. Like,
yeah, this is the thing that I always try to hammer into people who've never worked in like food service or hospitality or service industry, is that like when you're if the server took your order and it came out exactly how you wanted it, or at least appeared to be exactly how you wanted it, got your drinks, the whole thing, like, but you were dissatisfied with how the food tasted or how your drink tasted, that's not the server's fault. You know, if there's a policy that you don't like, that's not the server's fault. If the kitchen messes up your food, that is not the server's fault. So you not tipping them, you're not screwing anyone but the server, who literally just asked what you wanted to eat and brought it to you.
We're literally just the messengers.
Yeah, like that's
we are literally
it.
Just yeah. the point A to point B. Okay?
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, like they are there so that you don't have to walk up to a hot plate and get your own food.
Right.
You know, so like you're not screwing the restaurant when you do right. that. You're screwing them.
Right. It's like, yeah, my whopping, what, $2 an hour really does so much for my taxes. Thank
you. Yeah. Like, yeah. So that person just got paid $2.13 an hour to get yelled at by you.
And I slipped tip out on your food.
Yeah.
So now I literally am losing money because you left me nothing to pay my tip out with.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You got to tip out the kitchen. That's like, mm-hmm. you're done.
Kitchen, bartender, and or food runner if we have one.
Yep. You've made nothing on that. You've made less yep. than nothing on that table.
Yep,
you're
now negative.
Yeah. Now you're negative. What else you got?
So my last one, which I think, is the only reason I ever have actually like walked out, left a job was, at this restaurant, the manager, if a guest ordered a cocktail that we didn't have on the menu, like of course, Savannah, we have Chatham Artillery Punch, only certain restaurants make that.
Yeah.
And of course,
wait, which drink?
The Chatham Artillery Punch. It's like I know like there's a few places on River Street that have it where it's like. People like barrel age it. Like, there's a whole bunch of different liquors in it. There's a whole bunch of different kind of wine, and
okay.
they like barrel age it.
I've never heard of it. Yeah,
it's supposed to be really boozy. but the restaurant where I originally found it when I first worked there, when I was still freshly in the industry, it literally came in like a 32 ounce, like a 16 to 20 ounce snifter, and you legally were allowed to have two, and you got to take the glass home with you, and so it's really boozy, but. I haven't actually never gone back and tried it since I've been 21. Because when I worked there, I was not 21.
Okay.
So I need to do that. But at this the other restaurant, whenever if someone rang in something that like someone wanted to try the Chatham Artillery Punch, even though obviously we don't have that here, we don't have the things to do it, but they're gonna try and Google it, bartender will Google a recipe, and see if they make it. And if the guest didn't like it, the manager would make the server pay for it.
Ugh.
And it had never happened to me directly.
Nah,
it had never happened to me directly. And I was like, if she ever makes me do this, if she ever tells me I have to pay for it, I'm done. That will be my last day. I will not come back. And once people date, it finally happened. I had a table that didn't like, I think their salmon or their short rib or something. And so I think one of the girls said she took off one thing fully because the girl hadn't really touched it. But she like 50% off to the other entree. But she didn't tell me that she had taken it off of the main check and split it off with a discount on, but then never rejoined the check. So I didn't know it was on a separate check. So I then cash the ladies out. They leave. I go back and I look and I still have this balance. And I was like, well, that's weird. And I was like, wait, why is it over here? And she was like, oh, so they left and they didn't pay for it? You have to pay for this now. You're paying for this. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I'll pay for this. I was like, but after this shift, I'm gone. You will not see me again. And I have never gone back in that restaurant again. I was like, if someone didn't like it, or also you should have told me you took it off or you split it off on another check. Cause it was, I think we were using Toast, and the way it was set up,
you couldn't see. You can see it.
When you click on the table, it just shows it. And then there's another little side button that can show you if you have multiple checks, but it's always there. So I didn't create a second check. Right. I never had to split the check for them. It was just all in one check. So I was like, I wouldn't think to look at a second check, I guess bad on me for not looking and checking. But also I'm like, I'm not paying for that.
Right, but you would think someone would let you know that they did that.
Right. Also, because I know, because I would help her with manager stuff, because she'd give me your code at one point to, like, help, like, if she had to step out, or if the main bar manager wasn't there, then she would give me the code so I could use it if she needed to go, like, run an errand real quick or whatever.
Right.
And so I know you can discount that on the same check. Like, you don't have to split it off. So why she split it off? And I was like,
okay. Why?
And I was like, yep, okay, I'm done. I was like, I'm not gonna going back there again. And so that's the one place I've ever, like, walked out.
Yeah. Like, when we were talking earlier, of all the places I've worked, like, Savannah's the only place I've ever been where I actually had to walk out on a job, and it's a place that's no longer open, but I'm still not going to mention the name. Regardless, I was a host there, and there's, like, four women managers always. They all didn't like each other, but they were all in different sections. And one day it was like real busy, and I came in, and one manager told me to, yeah, can you help us do this? I'm doing that. And another manager comes over and is like, who told you to do that? Well, such and such. Okay, well, no, you should do this instead. I'm doing that. And then another manager, what do you, blah, blah. And then finally the first manager was like, who told you to do this? And I was like, well, this is what happened. They're like, no, forget that. Like, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, they're like, you need to go do this. And I was like, sure, no problem. And I just walked over to the toast machine and just clocked out and took my work shirt off and just walked out the front door. I was like, I'm not doing this. You guys are clearly not communicating. Yeah, you guys aren't communicating correctly. And I'm not doing this. Literally supposed to just be standing at a door. Like, you're not going to yell at me. Like, I'm not going to do that. If you guys all hate each other, like, go fight it out in the alley or something. Go figure it out. But, like, don't.
I'm not your pawn to keep moving.
Yeah, don't do this. Yeah, don't do this at all. So we still got a bunch of time. So, why do you still do it besides money?
The people. I know I always say I hate people. I'm like, I'm in the wrong industry. I can't stand people. But then you find your random little diamonds where you're just like, oh, you're a great human. And I'm glad I got to meet you. And like, I think it is also just fun. I mean, especially since I'm predominantly bartending now, I can be a little bit more loosey-goosey. I can have more fun behind the bar. I work at a fine dining-ish type restaurant currently. And so, of course, it's usually very prim proper. It's very white tablecloth. You have to be professional at all times. But behind the bar, I can get away with being a little bit more fun, relaxed. Because I'm not doing full table service for a six-top of all businessmen.
Right.
I'm having random people who are just in town or just visiting, and they want to sit and talk. And so that's a lot of fun. And so that, and also I never realized actually, because like in the moment, of course, you know, you're moving around, you're walking a lot. I never realized like how much it like actually helps me like manage my weight a good bit. Because like when COVID happened, oh my goodness, because I was in Ohio and we were closed literally for 6 months up there. We closed that March and I did not start back serving and bartending until August.
Right.
It was insane. First time ever in my college career that I was just a student and not working full time. So that was kind of nice. But like, it was insane. Like, I gained so much weight so fast. And now it's kind of like with me bartending and whatnot, it's kind of like keeps me moving. Because I know as soon as I get a job where I'm just going to be sitting, I'm just not going to go well.
Yeah.
And so, but I mean, that and it's just like with the people a lot too, it's just fun. And then also, it's like the work family.
Yeah.
I mean, which is, of course, can be very either way of either being toxic or like an actual like fun friend that you have that you hang out with or lifelong friends you'll have for years.
Yeah. Yeah. People you meet who they just stick on you and you're like, hell yeah. Like, I would have never met this person. Right. Yeah. Those experiences are cool. Like, I had an experience this past weekend where, when we were like, you know, we had the last call and these customers came up, they're like, listen, we really appreciate what you do. I was like, no, thanks. Thanks for coming, Bob. I was like, no. Like, you provide a place for us to, like, kind of, like, you know, get our things out and have a good time and chill, and you make it real light up here, and it's, like, it's really good. And I was like, oh, you know.
Right? Right.
Like, I'm just doing my job, but thank you, you know what I mean?
Sometimes people can be so wholesome. I mean, because especially, like, it always happens on the day that, like, okay, so, like, a lot of times I'll go barefaced to work or I'll put makeup on, but then, of course, there's always that one random day where I'm like, oh, I just don't feel great. I don't feel like I'm doing good. I feel like I'm just not giving good service, and then there'll be that one couple that'll be like, hey, I see what you're doing, and you're doing amazing. Keep it up. And, like, I've had so many people that of course, cause, like, the bar is a stage. Yeah. You're always
and those experiences always come when you need them, too. You're having the worst day,
I just don't feel like I'm doing good. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm fitting in here well, or, like, I feel like I just have not given good service.
Yeah,
they're like, you are an angel. Never change. You are a sweet baby.
Yeah, I have those conversations. I'll just stand at the bathroom, and someone will be like, hey, man, you're doing an awesome job tonight. Like, it's so cool. And I was like, thanks, man.
Right.
In my head, I'm like, I feel like I'm doing a terrible job. Like, right. I'm not on today at all. And no.
You're just like beating yourself up immediately. And then it's just like, okay, maybe I'm not that bad.
You're like, all right, cool.
And it always comes at the perfect time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always so nice.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. So, God, Jesus. For anyone new entering this stage, also, wait, before that question, yes. The bar, that whole area, serving, doing what I do as a DJ, KJ, whatever, that is very much a performance, and a lot of people do not understand that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why it's, like, it's so funny when people, like, judge people who are working. Like, yeah, with bartenders, some of what you see is some of what you get, you know what I mean? Especially with a lot of the male bartenders, you're like, well, if that guy,
he is, he's not going to change.
Yeah, he's that guy, you know what I mean? He thinks he's super cool, like, cool, that's right. That guy, you know what I mean? But with, unfortunately for, like, a lot of female servers, you guys have to do a whole bunch of different...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of hoops. We have to do a lot of reading on people of, like, okay, like, what kind of vibe are we feeling? Are we feeling talkative, or do you want me to be more professional? Do you want me to sit and listen to you, or do you want me to just, like, walk away and not bother you at all until you wave at me and say you want your check?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so we have to try and fit the mold of whatever guest comes in, and we have to be very versatile a lot. And I always say, like, because it's always known of, like, be the calm in the storm. But especially behind the bar, because you are on stage. Because literally, if they're sitting at the main bar top itself, they see everything.
Yeah, you have nowhere to hide. Exactly. There's no walking into the back.
No, exactly. There's no server station. You're literally stuck. You're there.
Yeah.
And they can hear everything you're saying. They can see everything you're doing. They can read your face, especially if you forget something or, like, and I have no filter and my face has subtitles at all times.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, I've been waiting on this. Like, I can't go, like, oh, it's in. It's totally in. I didn't forget to bring that in. My face will show it immediately. And I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'll get that fixed before you immediately. But then I have other service bartenders I've worked with over the years that there's no way that they can hide the chaos inside. Or, like, if you know you're insanely busy and you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, and they show it physically. And, of course, that's going to stress the guests out because they're not – they don't want to see that their server's really stressed out or anxious. It's going to make them anxious. They're going to get more worried about their stuff, or they're not going to be happy. But if you stay calm but just keep moving with the flow, then you're good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they miss nothing. I don't know how many times people have, like, called out and stuff. And I'm like, you didn't see that. Yeah, I totally
got my cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's like, yeah, the customers start getting nervous. They become less talkative. They want to kind of get out of there, or they feel like they can't order the things. They don't want to bother you. And she's like, no.
I mean, because they're coming out to relax, usually.
Yeah. Most of the time, yeah. I mean, there are occasions where it's like they're coming to blow steam off, but it's just like, I remember, it was like a couple months ago. This guy came in with a bunch of other dudes in suits, and I was like, his wedding party. And I tried talking to him about it, and he's like, oh, I'm going to sing. He's like, I was like, oh, you got married today? He's like, well, I was going to. He's like, his bride left him at the altar, like, didn't show up. Oh, yeah, man. He was.
The fact he got in public that same day, that's.
He spent a lot of money with me. He sang a whole bunch of songs. It's like really what he wanted to do. He got pretty drunk and they had to get him out of there. But just like, guys, no idea what happened to this guy today.
Right.
Like, a lot of money lost and a lot of time and all kinds of things. And I did not.
You're like, you can do whatever you want. Yep. Yeah, you want to go 3 times in a row? Yeah, go for it. You're good. No one's going to blame you.
All right. So now what I was going to say is for new people, like entering, what's like the best like advice you can give them, you know, and you can elaborate as much as you need to. We still have time, so.
I would definitely say, even if you've semi worked in the industry, or even if you're brand new, be a sponge. Especially when you're going through training, soak it all up. They always say there's no such thing as a stupid question. There really isn't, because ask, because you never know down the line it may bite you in the butt later if you don't. Especially even if you've like been serving, or if you're getting in the industry and you've been in for like a year or 6 months and you happen to change jobs, every restaurant is different. Everything is set up differently. Their policies are different. So always just try and soak it up and not do the whole, oh yeah, I've done this before.
Yeah,
don't be the know-it-all.
We also hate the, my old job, we used to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. You're not there anymore.
Yeah. You're at this. That's not here.
You're here now. Yeah.
Right. And then, especially with the industry, I know a lot of times it can be, we always have our season. There will be some months you'll make fantastic money, and there'll be other months that you will not make fantastic money. On the fantastic money months, save. Put it aside, because you never know, because then you're going to be penny pinching and scraping by just to make it through the slow months.
Yeah.
But always save and keep track of it. Definitely keep track of your tips. There's multiple different apps you can get.
Especially down here in Savannah. We have two dead seasons.
Yeah.
We have that winter and oddly enough, the summer.
Yeah, which makes no sense. I guess it's so hot. It's super hot.
Plus hurricane season and stuff like that. True. So like, it kind of makes sense. But at the same time, like,
it's like, that literally gives us like 5 months of actual busyness out of what, 12?
Yeah. We get like October to November, like after Thanksgiving, and then we get March to what, June?
Ish. Maybe a little bit of a pop in February for Valentine's, but then kind of like January dead, February mid.
Although I will say that week between Christmas and New Year's Eve, I've made the most money that I've ever made.
Oh, yeah. Like, see, and also week. Like also with it being a college town. I mean, SCAD coming in and out of town also fluctuates stuff a lot. And then I was doing so good too.
Yeah, you're all good.
But then, I mean, also like with all the shows and the bands that come to town, or like the Russian Ballet, or even like the Savannah Philharmonic, like that's one of the main things in my restaurant is every when it starts in September, October, or like August-ish, it goes all the way till about February or so. And it's only one Saturday a month, but we actually open early to get people in because, of course, it's usually at the Lucas. And so we will open the restaurant early. We'll open the dining room early so we can get people in and out. And it's like a mass exodus, like right at 7 right before the concert starts. And that is the shift that I will throw hands with to make sure I'm on the bar because I know that's my money night. I know I've got certain regulars that know they'll come in and get good service from me. And they know I know what they order. I already can have it put in beforehand. And then since we're also so close to the Lucas Theater, a lot of the players will come back and hang out and have drinks and dinner after the show. And so it's like, so you have to like find your niche little nights or whatever. And so it's insane. But
yeah. No, those, I always beg to get like, do the, like you want New Year's off? No, no, I don't. You want Halloween off? No, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, you want, you know, like, no. I'll take these days because I know they're big money days, especially because, like, listen, let's be real. Like, the holidays isn't great for everyone. So you do get those sad sacks who come out and, like, they just blow all of their money. And it's to your benefit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it sucks. And sorry for you. But, yeah, I'll take all of your money. Everything you got in your wallet. Yeah, I'll definitely take all of that. Yeah. Oh, you got Cash App, too? Yeah, I'll take that, too. I'll take all of it. Yeah. like, you know, but... It's not like we're out here preying on people. Let me be clear. Right. We're not forcing anyone to do anything. Okay, so for anyone, let's see. So for any customers who may be listening, what advice do you have for them? And as far as entering these establishments and dealing with people?
I would say that, of course, obvious, but it's always good to remind, we all are human. Mistakes will happen. And also the main thing is, it's just dinner and drinks, usually. For most service industry, for most style things, if things are going wrong, you're not on an operating table. Your life is not in my hands. Your dinner might be, but how many dinners will you have in your lifetime? How many lost, missed sides of ketchup will you have? Is it going to ruin your life? No. Just breathe. It'll all work out. You're in the establishment for, like, what? If you're going to stay and camp out for a bit, maybe 3 hours? And that's pushing it in.
That's crazy, yeah.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I've done mostly fine dining, so sometimes that happens.
Right.
If a business meeting goes long, but...
And in a bar, I can see it. Where it's like, okay, you've been here all day, whatever. Yeah. But at a restaurant...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you've fair. Especially like casual dining. You'll be all right. They're here for an hour and you're like, what are you doing?
We've had a shift change.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But like, and I tell a lot of my like coworkers that too. Like, people get stressed out over like a party set up or reservations that are overlapping or something weird might happen that night. It's like, just breathe. Every day, it's just dinner and drinks. We're not doing life-saving anything. We are literally just someone's night out, or they're literally just dinner and drinks. We're just food.
Yeah.
So it's not as serious. And so, but we are people, mistakes happen. But so I think everyone can use a little bit of grace sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's been kind of the overarching like message for customers from the people I've interviewed so far, is just like patience on both sides, like patience on our side, patience on your side. Right. Like, it goes a long way. Like, everything's good. It's not the end of the world. Like, and you know, if you don't like it, just don't come back here again.
Right.
You know, or whatever. Yeah, like, right. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever. You want to go write your sad review? Go ahead.
Yeah, go do it. You know, give us, you know, write the opening line, you know. If I could give less than a star, I would, you know. Which is always like the common one.
Or the all caps, worst service ever.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about reviews, I have like, so of course my name is Anna, spelled O-N-A. I've never gotten a review with my name actually in it.
Right.
I've gotten so many that have been Autumn or Amber or Anna or a, like, so many different weird spellings. Yeah. And I was like, can anyone just spell my name right for once? Someone? Still has not happened, but it's always funny.
That's, but, yeah.
And then trying, if they don't put a name, trying to decipher who the review actually was about, who was on shift that night, what shift do we think it was? Because they may not have posted it that same night when they got home, like, as soon as I got out of the car, like, ooh, writing this review. So they're trying to figure out, and then the manager's going, who was it? And it's like, oh.
Hopefully it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I some of the reviews are pretty hilarious. Some of them are pretty funny. Some of them are just like so outrageous. We're just like, you sure it was this restaurant?
Right.
You're saying some pretty outlandish things. Like, and I think I was there that day, and I don't remember that happening at all. Like,
or like their perspective on things sometimes can be so
skewed. So it's just jarring. Like, look, I'm sorry you're having a bad day before you came in here, right. But like that,
we're not your punching bags.
Yeah, right. That's not our fault.
We're just trying to work. We're trying to do our jobs too. It's okay.
Yeah, we're just trying to make money. Like that's all we're trying to do.
It's crazy.
I just don't understand it. Like, I'm sure you guys have seen some like. I've seen some pretty outlandish things when I worked in coffee. You know what I mean? So I can only imagine people get wild, like wild, wild. Oh, I've had people yelling inches from my face about coffee.
This was not exactly 120 degrees. What is wrong with you?
Oh, man.
And it's like, seriously?
Oh, man. Some guys, I'm not even going to repeat. This one guy, he left and my boss was like, you have crazy patience. And I was like, yeah, he's like, if you would have hopped the counter and punched that guy in the face, he's like, I'm just letting you know I wouldn't have fired you.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, you should have said that because I would have done it. Yeah. I can only imagine what it's like when people start, like, I get a taste of it dealing with drunk people when it comes to karaoke and stuff like that. But like, you know, for me, it's like innocuous. It's like, I want to sing this song. Like, dude, you sang that song 20 minutes ago. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. And that's like, you know, or I've been waiting for this long and I'm like, well, people pay me money to skip the line. Like, I'm very corrupt. I'm very open about it. I make announcements about it. It's written right here on my sign.
Right.
I'm like, so people paid to get in front of you. I'm like, so you can continue waiting or you can pay me money. Like, it's just.
Well, you can outbid them. Here you go.
That's ridiculous. Is it? Like, it's how I make my money. Someone's going to give you money and you're not going to take it?
Right. I'm like, it's a tip jar here for a reason. It's okay.
Exactly. I wouldn't need one if I made a crazy amount of money, but I don't. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, I'm not complaining about the money I make on you know, but I need to pay my taxes and stuff, so please tip me.
Right. Oh,
that's
crazy.
Oh, my Lord. I can't even believe it. But, yeah, so we're about to get that rush of people coming in soon from, like, for the holiday stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep, next week kicks off our crazy events at my current restaurant. Like, I think every day of the week next week, we have at least one, if not two parties, or massive parties. Like, we've got a few that are, like, over 100 people plus. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy, especially with all the stuff that's going on in town. We got, like, the tree lighting.
Oh, yeah, that was last night. No, that was Friday night.
It was Friday, right. So you got people coming in downtown. And the boat parade last night. Yeah, and the boat parade. We've got some conventions in town. There's a Coca-Cola convention in town and conferences and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We've got just the general like holiday stuff that's happening between now and like this is kind of just like a conference and holiday event filled like month. And it's basically like I would love to give you guys like specific stuff, but it's like it's the whole month. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Pink House is having some event. It's like it's every place is having something. So just expect a busy month if you're working behind the bar or working as a server. It's gonna be busy. And then after New Year's, we can all do nothing until March.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for it.
We can all starve until March.
Yep.
But shoot. This was a good one. Not too long, which is cool. What else do we have going on? I'm just trying to think if there's anything that I need to alert people to. No, but again, customers out there, understand that this is a small town. And
everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody. So if you want to go out and be a non-tipper or be a problem customer, don't think people don't know about you. There's a reason you're continually now getting bad service at restaurants.
There literally are multiple Facebook groups that was like, hey, keep an eye out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's tons of groups. We all know who you are, so be better.
No, and we're all friends across the board. So we always end up knowing someone who knows or had the same person come in and
we've worked with people. Like, we know.
Oh, yeah.
We all know each other. It's kind of incestuous in that way.
It's such a big, small town. Yeah. So you can not know everybody, but yet still somehow know everybody who knows at least someone who knew that person.
Yeah, there's no more than like 4 degrees of separation from any person here. So just, you know, if you get that reputation as a bad customer, like, that's going to follow you from place to place.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to serve you as such. So that's my, like, little bit of advice to you guys. But anyway, you're listening to The Customer Isn't Always Right. Thank you, Anna, for coming on.
No problem. My pleasure.
It's going to be fun times. So again, yeah, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. And if you want to be on the show, come and don't come and find me. I don't want you to do that. I almost said don't do that. You can find the show. The show has a Facebook page. It's The Customer Isn't Always Right Talk Show, and I think there's an exclamation point after that. But just DM me there, or, you know, post a message there, and we'll talk about it. But you have to at least still be in some sort of service industry position, and if you're not, it has to have been within the last like 3 years, just so that we can keep talking about fresh experiences. Like, cool, I do love those people who are like, I bartended like 25 years ago, and I'm like, that's awesome, but like,
you know what just changed that? Like,
yeah, I'm sure you have some wild stories, like a dude throwing a cigarette or something at you, but like,
these things.
Or someone getting stabbed with a pool cue or something, like, which is cool, but like, when we start talking about like newer things, like, you're not gonna have any idea what we're talking about. So I don't mean to be ageist, but I'm trying to keep it slightly current and you know, right now within the town, you know. Mm-hmm. So
that's fine.
But anyway, this is The Customer Isn't Always Right, and thank you for listening.